Engrams.
Right.
I can remember hearing old folks call them Engrams, and I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard.
What about cotton? Was much of that grown?
Yes, we used to have lots of cotton. My daddy used to make the most cotton. We just have bale after bale every fall. And we had a good gin down there and haul it down. Now, before we moved down there, just a mile from here, we lived. How far is Zion Hill? Would you say 3 or 4 miles?
Possibly 4.
I believe it's about 4 where we used to live up until we moved there when I was 4 and we left there when I was 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And Papa didn't own as big a farm up there, and he didn't have no children big enough to help him work. All the help he had was to hire help, but he would make 3 and 4 bales of cotton a year up there. But after he moved down there where he's at, well, he bought more land, and we made lots of cotton and lots of corn. Pop, my daddy was a good provider, and he had his own syrup mill, made our own syrup with sugar cane.
Yes, ma'am.
And he made it for the public too, and he had his own grist mill, ground our own corn meal, and ground for other people too. I know he could make the best syrup, him and my brothers, than anybody I ever saw in my life. And that has always been a big deal in Mississippi.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Everybody loves syrup. If it's made right. Now, there's a lot of people don't know how to make syrup, and it's not good. But my daddy, the syrup would be thick and just as clear and pretty, and not, it was every bit of that juice was strained through a thick cloth, and them clothes were changed every little bit and washed good and put back. And that syrup, he knew right exactly when to take it up, when he dipped it up, and it went to running down this way and then drip off. Then he turned it out of the vat. And it'd be so thick and good and clear. What I'm talking about, it'd have that red, not red, but pinkish look, but not a trash or a flow in it, you
yes,
see.
Ma'am.
That's what makes good syrup.
Right. Well, now, when people talk about molasses, is that the same thing?
That's the same thing. They called it molasses. All a long time ago, nobody didn't know. They thought if you were talking about syrup, you were talking about something you made out of, put on sugar and put water in it and cook it.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
But now you hardly ever hear anybody say molasses.
Do you ever see any of those old presses around here anymore where they ground the sugar cane?
That's what my daddy had.
Do you still see them nowadays?
No, I haven't seen one since my daddy got rid of his. Hitch a horse to it, you know, and go round and round, press the juice out of the cane.
Yes, ma'am.
And it would run through one of that big, thick clothes into a barrel. And then he had a pipe, he could drain it from that barrel into his evaporator where he cooked it, you know,
yes,
built
ma'am.
On a brick thing there.
I imagine that tasted pretty good.
It was so good, and lots of people liked to just go there and he always kept a dipper with a long handle hanging up there, and I can remember seeing them just as plain hanging them big white claws over them dippers to keep a fly or anything from getting to it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And he'd keep paper cups around, and people come there and want to drink some juice and get them a paper.